Monday, June 23rd, 2025. I have 9:01 a.m. Call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business, which is approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 481234 through 481284. Checks number 481290 through 481321. Warrants number 8640 through 8641. One journal entry or transfer. And voided checks number 481285 through 481289.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for June 16th as well as June 19th, 2025, with executive session minutes for June 16th, 2025. Give everyone just a second to glance through there if you haven't yet.
So did you guys have any?
I had no questions with it, no issues.
Move to approve regular session minutes for June 16th and June 19th of 2025 and executive session minutes. June 16th, 2025.
Second.
Have motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the right-of-way clearance certification. This is for Thunder Road for the flap 073. With us this morning, we have Mr. Weston Hanger from Great River Engineering, along with Mr. Jack Cole, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yes, I have the letter in front of us. Is that correct?
Yeah, it should look like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Assuming that you all have come to an agreement with the certification for the
yes,
right away.
After a very, very long time. The core is good to go.
Okay. So with me being the LPA for the county, you're requiring a signature from me this morning is what you're needing for this?
Yes, sir. I'll send this off to MoDOT, and they'll verify everything.
Move to approve the
Taney County right away, sir.
Sorry. Oh, same thing we needed for Reno Springs.
Yep.
Move to approve the Taney County right away clearance certificate and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign as the LPA agency signature.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of the intergovernmental agreement with the City of Forsyth. This will be file number 25-069S for Sheriff. This morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. The intergovernmental agreement we have in front of us is to for a transition of a vehicle from the Taney County Sheriff's Department to the City of Forsyth Police Department. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 12, 2025, approving the intergovernmental agreement as to form. This would be a sale as is.
Do you guys have any questions?
Any questions, Commissioner?
Nope.
Sheriff, any input before we move forward?
No, sir. Just that the police chief had reached out inquiring if we were going to be getting rid of any vehicles that would be worthy of them purchasing. And I told him that we had one that I thought would be it was in pretty good shape and would be a good vehicle for him. So we went from there.
Okay.
Move to approve the intergovernmental cooperative agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Forsyth.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of the quote for law enforcement imaging scanners. This will be file number 25-066S for Sheriff.
This is for barcode scanners as well as thermal printers to go in patrol cars. It's going to streamline the process for deputies if they're on a call for service or a traffic stop. Basically, the barcode scanner, they can take a driver's license, scan it, and it will input all that information into the computer so they can run the subject as well as add them to the call without having to manually key it in or type the radio with dispatch. Speed up the process, and then the printers, that's if they end up issuing a citation or summons on a traffic stop, it will print that out, save them from writing it, speed up the process, and it will enter that information into the call immediately so that they don't have to double up and do that later.
Okay, so we'll do the reporting at like an end of duty report.
They'll still have to go in and finish the report, but it'll add a lot of the information into the report for them. They won't have to double up that information.
Okay.
And it is on a GSA contract, and that contract number and everything is included with the paperwork we submitted.
Okay. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 12, 2025, approving the quote as to form. Is there any annual fee to this?
No.
Okay.
No, it's just the equipment, and then it works with our records management system.
Gotcha.
The only thing that we might have annually would be a cost to replace the paper and whatnot, but it's not a service contract or a fee or anything like that.
Any further questions for Sheriff?
Move to approve the quote for law enforcement imaging scanners between Eltron Corporation and Taney County, file number 25-066S.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Next, we have the approval of the GIS professional services. This is addition to the file number 25-068IT. With us this morning, we have Ms. Tanya Friend. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, great. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 12, 2025, approving the contract as the form. It's going to be additional service that we have for the GIS mapping. Can you kind of go into?
So this is basically just for imagery. So imagery is so, it's large data, so it'll have its own server. We'll be able to serve it out on the web plus in the office, but it will keep the network working and give us an opportunity to work faster.
And this is one that you'd brought to us a couple months ago and discussed kind of what your thoughts were with it.
It's a great opportunity for us to be upgrade. More robust and better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any questions for Ms. Tanya before we move forward?
I I don't have any.
Move to approve the GIS Professional Services Edition contract buying between Sidwell, or is it Sidwell?
Sidwell.
Buying between Sidwell and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have the approval of the Verizon Connect agreement. This is file number 25-072, Roden Bridge. Morning again, Jack. How are you?
Good.
With us again, we have Mr. Jack Cole. You want to run through what you have here, Jack?
This would be for dash cameras for our dump trucks and pull trucks for transfer station and road and bridge. The cloud-based or forward-facing, and they'll also view in the cab for all those units. Do 36 total. Monthly cost would be $1,897.20. That includes all the equipment and monitoring by a third party.
And in the event that we need to review some of the footage, we would just deal directly with Verizon?
Yeah, they'll actually send me, like if there was an incident, they would actually send us an email notification. We could pull that up, or if we needed to say we had a call, we can get with them, and they'll pull back whatever time we need to look at the footage.
I do recall a conversation with our insurance broker that is something that
Acres and Arnie, we met with them here a month and a half or so ago. They were recommending them.
Any other questions?
None.
Move to approve the Verizon Connect agreement buying between Verizon Connect and WF Incorporated in Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval of the NASPO Value Point Cooperative Contract number CC 232-820005. This is for file number 25-067, M for maintenance. This would be for the inspection and maintenance for the backflow preventers and smoke detectors in county facilities here.
It's pretty minimal. It's just the
$139
for one, $672 for the other.
Correct. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 12, 2025, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the NASPO Value Point Cooperative Contract buying between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agreement for the 2025 F-150 Crew Cab 4x4 truck, file number 25-070 AC for animal control. With this morning, we have Ms. Sherry Simpson. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 18th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. This is one that we had been looking for a new truck for the animal control for quite some time.
Right.
And you've done your due diligence trying to figure out what was the best fit for the animal control unit.
Yeah.
And this is the one that you'd came up with.
Yes.
It will be purchased under the State of Missouri contract, be number CC24013803. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott. Did I already say that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Any questions?
None.
Move to approve the agreement for 2025 Ford F-150 crew cab 4x4 truck, one or more, buying